Good afternoon, all yogis. A few days ago, after the Dhamma talk time, Stephen said to me, Makamla, coming Sunday, you give a talk? Oh, I'm nervous. I don't want, but he keeps saying, oh, you can share your story like last year. I keep quiet and want to try. And then in the sign-up interview, Veronica asked me, why did you ordain as a nun? And this is in my story. So, and I said to her, I will talk about this on Sunday. And another interview, Lori asked me when she knows I ordained after my after finish my degree as a doctor. She asked me, did your family allow when you ordained? I said no. I will tell it about on coming Sunday. So the talk is about my story. I was born in the Tong Mon State, a town 230 kilometers northeast of Yangon, in 1967. And I have 6 brothers and 4 sisters, and I'm the youngest of the 11 siblings. When I was born, my mother was 45 years old already, and my father 52 years. They are ordinary Buddhists. They don't know deeply about the Buddhism. My sisters taught me how to recite the prayers, to keep 5 precepts. They can teach me like, they could teach me like this, but they don't know the real essence of the Buddhism can attain by practicing meditation. They don't know at all. I lived in the Tong only for 6 years and moved to Yangon when I was 7 years old. And I met a good friend in my life when I was 9 years old. She's my classmate. She's very kind and very helpful and gentle, not proud. In the class, we are me is competitive of her taking the first position. When I get first, she get second. When I get second, she get first. In my mind, it's competitive, but she's not. And the very good mental states from her I can learn. Like one time I got sick and could not attend the school. And my niece, my eldest sister is 24 years older than me. My nieces are like my sisters. One day I got sick and could not attend the school. When on that day evening, my niece came back from the school. We are in the same school. But my niece is one standard younger than me, and she gave me some notes. That note is from my friend. She wrote what page is what. For example, the homework lessons. I missed for one day, but she let me not missing that homework. If she did not write me like this, the next day I attend the school, I'm be late in the lessons. But she wrote the notes and passed with my niece, and my niece gave to me. I'm surprised, and for me, I don't have any idea to do this. For her, she's very helpful to me and want me to not to late in the lessons. And that friend, she has four sisters, but one sister unfortunately got train accident and died when she was about 19 years old. And my friend is in sixth standard, about 11 years old. Then my friend's mother, because of loss in the family, she searched for the Dharma and she practiced in meditation center and called my friend to practice together. So my friend started her practice since she was 11 years old. Another thing she helped is my English teacher asked me to write on the blackboard in the class. When I write the lessons on the blackboard, I miss my writing. At that time, my friend copied my book together with her book, like this. She is like this. How noble her mind is. And in the class, I'm sometimes quarreling with other friends, but she's never does like this. And in the break time, I always try to play with other friends, but she's not playing, doing the homework. Hardworking. And when we were 12 years old, on 7th standard, another amazing thing I did not forget is in Burmese subject, we have to write the essays. The teacher gave the title, My Ambition. We and other friends wrote like, we want to become a doctor, we want to become a computer specialist, other things, worldly achievement we wrote. But the teacher, after making correction, praise about her essay. So after teacher's praising, I read her essay. Her essay she wrote is, her ambition is Nibbana. Oh, I'm very surprised. And she wrote in very good manner, very good writing, and the ending is, her ambition is cessation of all sufferings. I'm surprised. At that time, I don't know what Nibbana. I'm very surprised of her. She practiced last year, so she knows the Dharma. So she wants to get Nibbana when she was 12 years old. And then we passed the basic high school examination and attended in the medical university together. In the first year, when we were 17, in the class, one day she, in a paper, she wrote about four noble persons. Number one, Sotapanna. Number two, Sakadagami. Number three, Anagami. Number four, Arahanda. The first winner, second winner, third winner, fourth winner, noble persons. And another heading is four noble truths. Samudaya Sajja, Dukkha Sajja, the noble truth of suffering. Samudaya Sajja, the noble truth of the cause of suffering. And Nirodha Sajja, the noble truth of cessation of suffering, or Nibbana. And fourth is Magga Sajja, the noble truth of the way leading to cessation of suffering. And another heading is Noble Eightfold Path. The Samadhi, right view or right understanding. Sammasangappa, right attention or right thought. These two she wrote is Panya group. And the third, fourth, fifth are Sila group. Samavaja, right speech. Samagamanda, right work, right action. And Samajiva, right livelihood. These three are Sila group. And the last three, Samavayama, right effort. Samasati, right mindfulness. And the last is Samadhi, right concentration. The last three are concentration, Samadhi group. She wrote these three noble persons, four noble truths, and eight noble eightfold paths, and tell me. Only then she told me. When we were 12 years old in the school, high school, she didn't say anything to me. Only when we are attending in the first year, she told me, showed me that paper and explained about the Dhamma. And I felt very surprised. And also, I'd like to I get the sense of wanting to try like her. And because of her, a group of friends in the holiday, we can start meditation at IMC, International Meditation Center, Seaji Ubakin's Meditation Center. Seaji Ubakin is teacher of Seaji Goenka. It's situated in Inyamyai Road, Bahan Township. We got into 10 days meditation retreat. The method is we have to develop concentration for 3 days by practicing, focusing on nostril, in and out breath, anapanasati. And on the fourth day, we have to practice vipassana meditation, focusing about a quiet area from head, then move downwards to the whole body, feeling the sensations in it. In that meditation, 1 hour sitting, sometimes 1.5 hour sitting, and no walking meditation, and no interview. But at night time, Seaji Ubakin's disciples, the two laymen, gave the Dhamma talk. After 1 hour meditation, our friends talk at night also talk. We practice happily, not very hardly happily practice. Have to have to take vegetarian food there. We are happy, and since then, I become interested in the Buddhist books, the books written about the Buddha. I started to read, and faith in the triple terms, Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, I get little by little by that starting meditation and by reading the books. Because of my friend, I can do more and more meritorious deed. She shared her knowledge about the Dhamma with me. Actually, she's the closest and best friend for me throughout my worldly life. And in the final part one, the universities are closed for a long time, about 3 years and more. I took retreat in that International Meditation Center another time, 10 days retreat. And with her, on some Sundays, we went to IMC and do meditation for 1.5 hours with determination. Determination is within 1.5 hours, we don't change the position, sitting position like this. In some Sundays, we did it. And in some holidays, we together went there and do the cleaning of the buildings and the compound, doing the Viyawaja volunteer work there. I follow her good deeds, and when she started doing donation of blood, I also followed her blood donation. And when the universities are closed for a long time because of 1988 demonstrations, I got a chance to practice at Chamye Meditation Center. Chamye Siadoji is also a disciple of Mahasi Siadoji. He teaches meditation by Mahasi tradition. And I had to strive there according to the schedule. Not with her, with another friend I practiced. Two of us went on retreat there for a little more than 1 month. When I practice with Mahasi method, we had to try to be mindful the whole day since waking up at 3 o'clock, and from 3:30 to 4 is walking meditation, and from 4 to 5 is sitting meditation. The schedule is all the Mahasi centers the same. Sitting meditation and walking meditation alternately, and we have interviews with siadors. For the very first time, I'm afraid to talk in the interview. Don't know how to report. But later I know we know interview is helpful for the yogis to improve. In the center, some yogis, the yogis who arrive earlier than us, trying very carefully, very respectfully, they slow down their movements. Not all, some yogis are like this, and we follow them, slow down our movements and try to be mindful in the daily activities. And Dhamma talk is at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock every day. Chami Siado and other Siados give the talks. One day, my friend and I did not bring the alarm clock, and got up late in one morning. But when we went out the room and going to the Dhamma hall, we went with mindfulness, left right. The way to the meditation hall, we have to cross the Gudi of Siaroji. Don't know Siaroji is looking at us, and he did not looking at only, he scolded us. why are you getting late? Yogis have to be trying hard. If you are late, you will miss the you cannot get the Dhamma. Next time don't get up late, he scolded. And not only finish this, in the evening talk, he also talked in the Dhamma talk. We felt shameful and want to try more. And at that time, in the meditation hall, one monk is always checking the yogis in front of the yogis, standing like this in front. So yogis have to be more careful. One time, I have pain, my struggling in my practice is always painful sensations in my whole, in my lower leg. I want to change the position. I open up the way like this, and when I saw the monk is looking at me, and I pretended try, no. But the pain is worse, and I don't look at him, and I change without mindfulness. Change quickly, and then after the session, he came to me and told me, when you change, you have to be mindful. Like this. And also in Chamye Center, we have to practice at night until 10 o'clock. One time, about 9 something, I keep my towels and other things, and one try to get back to the room. But on the way, the monk is waiting, and no, go. It's not the time to go back. Have to go back and practice again. These are the hard times for me. But I like this Mahasi tradition. It's very suits for me because I have to be mindful all the time, but miss a lot of time, no? But day by day, missing lesser and can be mindful more. And about one month and a few days later, my faith and confidence is become very much improved by the practice. And I met a nun about 50 plus years at that time, and she's respectful. And she said, If we are training Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, if you are practicing Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom practice, we don't need to worry about other things. Like we have no money, we have other possessity, no need to worry about this. At that time, I don't want to become a nun. Just practice and I see the phenomena of the nama and rupa, mental and bodily phenomena arising and passing away, and with the faith is more and more, and delighted to practice, happy. And the schools opened again. I attended the school. After practicing in Chamye Center with Mahasi tradition, when I read the books, when I read the books, Dhamma books, because of the practice and the sadha, the faith and confidence, I read the books, I can understand more and more in the Dhamma. And one day, I read a book about the Sangha. The name of the book is The Noble Sangha. When I read, I'm very much respect. I have a lot of respect in the Sangha, and I want to become a monk. but I know, as a woman, never become a monk in this life. I cannot become a monk. I can become a nun. And nearby has my mother is reading, and I told to my mother, "Mother, I want to become a nun." And my mother said, "Okay, that's good." He said like this. she thinks it's I just saying, just saying. I wanted to become a nun is because of the increasing faith and confidence in the practice, in the Dhamma, in the triple gems and the Dhamma, understanding the Dhamma. And another point is Sangvika. Sangvika Jnana. Sangvika in Pali is the fear with wisdom, or spiritual urgency. How I get it is from the Dhamma, and also from one friend, one year senior than me. She got a wound in the knee, and when she check it out, it is found that she had bone cancer. Bone cancer, she has to amputate, but she did not do amputation. She did not do amputation and just practice in Sadama Rensi Meditation Center for 9 months and passed away. Oh, and another case is our teacher. He is a child specialist, very kind and good in teaching. One day, with his family, he visited the Loga Park and ride a boat in the Loga Park water pond and drowned and died suddenly. We all the students were very sorry and surprised of his death. When I see the death of my friend and my teacher, I have the sense of I can also die at any time. Death can come to me at any time. And knowing the Dhamma, I know the samsara, the rounds of birth and rebirth, the round of existences. I want to be free from that. So wanting to become a nun is firm, more and more firm. And when I told to my friend, my best friend and other friends, they also agreed, good, we can support you. Like they agree me. So my vision is getting stronger. Stronger and stronger. And I told my mother about 1.5 years before I really ordained, that if I die, we have to depart, we have to separate. This ordination is not dying, we can see. I like to make her not to worry for me. The departure for the left one is we have to encounter like this. I told her, another important point is, because of the nun I met in the Chamyi Center when I practice, I met another friend who is the disciple of Panditarama Syaroji. She brought me to Panditarama Syaroji, Panditarama Meditation Center. And when I paid respect to Syaroji, Syaroji's words to me is very encouraging and relieve all my worries about my family, because I felt at that time my parents are getting old. I leave them is a sense of guilt to leave, not taking care of them. Leaving them is guilty. But Syaroji said to me is, taking care of the parents as a lay person is also very good, but that deed, that merit, is only for one life. Ordination, renouncing as a nun, will be beneficial for your parents for the many, many lives. He said out like this, and I felt very happy, and my determination, my vision is very confirmed, very, very firmed, very firmed. And Syaroji told me, bring me to see other nuns. He is training there, Nepalese nuns and Malaysian nuns. He is training in the Panditarama Meditation Center, both meditation and studying. Syaroji's principle is pariyatti and patipatti. Learning the scriptures and the practicing meditation should be done both. The pariyatti should not be dissociated with patipatti. Patipatti should not disconnect with pariyatti, like this. Should be in connection with the practice and learning. He trained like this. In Chamyi Center, there is no training of nuns and novices. no training system, just meditation center, only practices, only meditation. Practicing meditation can be done. But Pandita Rama Siadoji is taking the responsibility of training the nuns also in his center. He also very careful in the children to give lessons of Buddha's cultural courses, basic Buddhist cultural courses every year in summer. When I about to ordain after finishing my house surgeon degree, this is about 2 years after, 2-3 years after meditation from Chamye Center. All my brothers and sisters blame on me. They did not agree. They blame in various ways. You are selfish. You don't want to do for the family. You want to be popular. They say popular is at the time the film star, the actress is also ordained as a temporary nun. You are like them. Like this. Are you crazy? If you want to ordain, since you passed BEHS 10th standard, why didn't you don't do like this? They blame me many ways, and I keep quiet. I know my choosing of this way. I want to renounce is right. I'm right. I know that time. They are angry. They are blaming. I know it's because they have loving kindness on me. They don't want me to get suffer. They don't know. As they don't have faith and confidence, they don't practice meditation. They don't have faith and confidence. So this is another cause they are not allowing me. And some brothers are worried. I just ordained as a short time and then come back to the worry life. I will be missing other worldly achievement. I can at that time, one sister is in England, and I can go to UK to continue my practice. And another brother is in America. He also wants me to study for postgraduate degrees in overseas. But I renounce this. They get angry. My parents, my mother cried. I felt sorry, but I know later they will understand and get benefits from me. About 1 year, they didn't support me, but in my mind is I don't at that time I don't have any money when I ordained, because as a house surgeon, the general practitioner, house surgeon in the house surgeon training for 1 year, we get the salary 1,000 a month. 1,000, that 1,000 jet is very little. 1,000 jet, I used up by the transport fees, I used up all and cannot save and cannot give to the family. I did not worry anything about money. I remember the Sialis I met in the Chamye Center saying, if we are practicing Sila, Samadhi, Panya, the three trainings, no need to worry about money. So I didn't worry at that time. When I reflect upon my mind in that time, I was very brave at that time. although the 10 of my brothers and sisters are blaming and forbidding, I didn't care at all, and I firmly renounced and went to Nan's life in 1994. Now, about 23 years and more. And this is because I get a best friend, a good friend. It is called Kalyana Mitta. Kalyana means good, Mitta means friend. Kalyana Mitta. Having a good friend is very beneficial. One time, Venerable Ananda, the close attendant of Buddha, said to the Buddha, because of good friend, we can be beneficial about half of the practice, noble practice. And Buddha said, no, you don't say like this. Because of good friend, the noble practice can be beneficial for 100%. And Buddha continued, I, as a good friend of you, the beings who has the nature of birth, aging, and death can be free from birth, aging, and death. And Buddha continued. So having a good companion, my best friend, she guided me to search, to start the practice and to get more understanding in the Dhamma. Very grateful of that friend and other friends and Siados, especially Siadoji. Siadoji is like the Dhamma father, very disciplined and strict. And in after the ordination life, I have to struggle some loka dhamma, worldly conditions. But I want to stop here. You may ask some questions to me if you like.
To your friend, do you still see her? Can you see her? Your best friend.
Oh yes. She also wanted to ordain as a nun before we finish our university, but she has only two elder sisters, and she is the only one doctor in her family. For me, in the family, have 6 doctors. And her mother is influencing in her in the family. She cannot do against her mother. She is now a physician in B General Hospital. whenever I have to ask about medical condition, I always call and ask her. Until now, we are in contact. She is like fulfilling the perfections for me, supporting me a lot. For her, now busy with the treating with the patients, cannot practice longer retreat. But I'm sure she can practice later. She is also my teacher, not only a friend. Oh, she became married, but no children.
Did your parents ever accept your decision? Your mother and father, did they ever accept
that? After 1 year, they accepted and glad. Now all the sisters and family are very glad. Very glad. And I can take care of my father when he was sick, and also my mother. For my mother, I'm the one who can take care of my mother most, because other sisters and brothers are busy with their family. When she got sick, I could stay in the hospital and take care of her.
So you live in Yangon?
Yes, Yangon, since seven years old. Oh, I forget to say that the town, my native town, is where Mahasi Siadoji first practiced. Mingun Jitawon Siadoji moved from Mingun to Datong and established a center there. And Mahasi Siadoji went there and practiced for about 4 months.
Now? Mm-hmm. Not here, but then hang on.
What do you do every day?
Teaching some samaniras in the center. I have 4 samaniras in the center, and nearby has Panditararama branch center. And I always help their teaching in novitiate program. Novitiate program is a Buddhist cultural courses for the children in rainy season, Uposatha days, and in summer is the whole month. In summer, they ordain as nuns and novices. I can also teach them and also can take care of their illnesses. In Panditarama also, when I practice, after practice study, I can take care of monks and nuns and yogis' health.
Have you traveled to the United States?
Not yet.
We have two communities of Bikunis near where I live.
It's very helpful. My nature is, when I not get angry, it's okay, very gentle. And then when I get angry, it's like very fearful. And with the practice, I can lessen my anger. And although I'm very Yan compared to the elder sister, I talk rashly to her back when I'm angry.
Have any of your brothers and sisters started to practice since you ordained?
Brothers and sisters?
Yeah, have they started practicing since you ordained?
No. only my mother. When my father passed away in 2000, he can practice in Bandidharma for about 3 times. Mm-hmm. One time in the forest center. But for the sisters, they are very rare. The elder sister can take about 10 days retreat, and other sisters don't. And only one brother practicing regularly. Other brothers don't. And out of 6, 3 brothers already passed away. This is Sakai Dangyu. Sakai Dangyu is Sakai Hill, Jiasua Chao. The name of this place, Jiasua Chao. In the Sakai, they don't say monastery. We say in Myanmar, Jiang, Pongji Jiang. They call Chao, Jiasua Chao. Jiasua is this place, Jiasua Chao. Maha Atula Ramsey Dhamma Center. Maha Atula Ramsey Dhamma Center is the name of this center. When you get up, this is Maha Atula Ramsey Center. The first row is they say like this. The second row is who established the third row is the first founder Siado. Mula Adhikamika Siado. They wrote in Pali. Mula Adhikamika Siado. Mula is the original. Adhikamika is the one who started. Adhikamika Siado. So the heading is the Mula Adhikamika Siado, who established Maha Atula Ramsey Meditation Center. Maha Atula Ramsey, big, incomparable race. Maha Atula Ramsey meaning is, is it correct? Let's see. Yeah, Maha Atula Ramsey Meditation Center. Below the writing in red is Siado's name. Dr. Badanda Lakhana. Dr. Badanda Lakhana. He got a PhD degree. So PhD degree, so can put doctor. Dr. Badanda Lakhana. The second row is his title, Pali Baragu. He's skillful in Pali Baragu and Eka Maha Kamathana Jariya, a great meditation teacher. Two titles are given, awarded by the government, the title. And the last one is the donor, Dr. Cherry donated this picture. And the right is the date. 2016, August 8th, Monday. Okay.
Sally, you have said that you had a lot of physical pain, difficulty.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have any recommendations to the yogis when they encounter physical pain?
Yeah, good question. So for the pain, don't worry for the pain. when we are mindful of that pain, at first we have aversion and also wanting to disappear, to let it go. This also a kind of craving or loba. Aversion is dosa. So we are always in this loba and dosa when we are encountering with the pain. We have to note the pain with just mindfulness, not thinking of I am painful. And when we get more stronger mindfulness and concentration, we can more bearable of that pain and without any desire to let it go and without any aversion, just the nature of the pain, we know, we notice the arising and passing away in the pain context. So by noting the pain itself, then knowing only the vision of I am painful is already gone, and just know the pain as it is, and then our Siadoji says is. The pain becomes pleasant pain later, but it depends also on the concentration. I have to forbear the pain. And another encouraging word of Chami Siadoji is, pain is the key to open the door of Nibbana. I'm still struggling with this pain, so don't worry.
One more question. Thank you for sharing with us. When you have students like us who are householders, how do you encourage them to keep holding and strengthening their faith?
Keep practicing, keep listening to the good Dhamma talks, reading the good books.
I'm just curious, how do you feel seeing Westerners practice? How do you feel seeing us practice here?
Good. Good, very good. And thanking of all of you to come and practice here. Especially thanking of the leaders.
Do you have any favorite memories of Saidaji Upandita?
Memories are a lot. The favorite memory is he loves books very much, and I try to donate with another Dhamma sister together, try to donate him a lot of books many times. And the last time before he passed away, at that time he said, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. The sadhu are with the each word in the books. He said, longze tadu. He say in Burmese, longze tadu, longze tadu. Longze mean, the sadhu refers to each and every word in the books. Yeah, so it's I cannot forget it all. Yeah, cannot be forgotten. If the talk is in the gratitude, I have to be grateful many things. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. May you be able to practice more and more in the rest of your life.